A week after the conservative losses at the polls, about 20 Tea Partiers gathered at a restaurant in North St. Louis County to listen to lecturers talk about a few ideas for the future, the flat tax and the fare tax. And yes, to commiserate about the recent past.
How, if we can't even elect a Republican president with Barack Obama as his opponent,
exactly,
how in God's name do you sell, we're going to eliminate the tax code?
Bill Hennessy helped found the St. Louis Tea Party. He didn't spend much time talking numbers from the election. Instead, he talked about how to move forward. If he had talked about the past more, he would have had to talk about how the statewide races weren't even close. The average Democratic win was nearly 10 percentage points, and this was with the Republican presidential candidate carrying the state by a large margin, and this was with the Republicans gaining an historic amount of power in the state legislature, where the party has a veto-proof majority in both the House and the Senate. So how did this happen? How did a party that was so seemingly set up to succeed fail at the statewide level? St. Louis University political scientist Ken Warren says Republicans have to make a change.
It's just impossible to win if you're turning off women, minorities, and young voters.
Warren points to exit polls that show the Republican Party did a poor job of courting those demographics. Warren says part of the blame for the loss should fall on Tea Party groups and the religious right. Tea parties and the religious right were fundamental in getting Congressman Todd Akin on the ticket. Akin's now infamous comments concerning the biology of rape, which is believed in some firmly conservative groups, hurt the Republican Party, according to Warren.
The Republican Party really does not represent that extremism, but they can't help but be associated with it.
It's not only political scientists that are saying the Republican Party needs to change.
We've certainly blown it.
That's former Senator John Danforth. He was instrumental in shaping the Missouri Republican Party 30 years ago. He says his party should have a majority in the U.S. Senate.
Nominated people like Todd Akin and Richard Murdoch, and people who, if they had been good candidates, should have won elections. But they were kind of far out, and I think they were viewed by their constituents as being far out and unelectable, and they weren't elected.
Danforth says, quote, off-the-wall candidates like Akin damaged the Republican brand. Akin has said there should be no exception for abortion or emergency contraception, even in instances of rape. But Danforth, who is an ordained Episcopal minister, says Republicans have to step back from social issues.
The social issues have pretty much run their course, and that they tend to be extremely divisive and probably not very consequential.
But the prospect of moderating viewpoints on social issues isn't an argument that many in the Republican Party will be ready to hear. Kathy Wimmer was at the St. Louis Tea Party meeting after the election.
No, the farther we go and the more we try to bring it and change who we are, the more diluted we'll become, the less we'll win.
Wimmer says Danforth went off the reservation. She calls him a rhino, a term used in Tea Party circles to refer to Republicans that aren't conservative enough. It stands for a Republican in name only. But Danforth says conservatives have to get away from statements like that. He says Republicans have to unite behind fiscal conservatism, which he says resonates with a lot of voters. I asked everyone I interviewed whether or not they thought the Republican Party would change for 2016. Wimmer, the Tea Partier, says the GOP better not abandon its conservative base. Danforth told me he hopes so. And political scientist Ken Warren, he says the Republican Party doesn't have a choice.
You better move to the center or you're going to have a bleak future.
Chris McDaniel, Beyond November.